The Reaper knew the victim, but she didn't know him. He had been so anxious to meet her. There was a problem. He was scared of her recognizing him. He acted aloof, but his heart was racing. "Vivian, you will die. There are no buts about it." A skeletal man in a Benedictine monk's outfit said. Said Vivian in reply, but staring at his head. The Reaper huffed. "Stop saying but. You can't deny or bargain with me." Vivian took a deep breath and said, "So you came for me?" Death said, sharply, as a blade, "Yes, I have." "You died at midnight." Vivian sobbed slightly and said, "Midnight? It's 5 to midnight. The Reaper looked awkward, as a skeleton could. Vivian cried triumphantly, as a prisoner approved of execution would. "You are early, I live." The Reaper understood. The Reaper said nervously, "I will take you at midnight." Vivian asked, nearly as nervously as the Reaper, "Was what killed me tonight?" The Reaper snapped back, "I did." Vivian shook her head, saying, "My cause of death. Can you tell me? Or is it forbidden?" Death laughed and said, "Stroke. It started when you awoke." Vivian shouted, "I'm not having a stroke. I'm not dying." The Reaper said, "Then why are you crying?" The Reaper said, "And why are you speaking like you are having a stroke, my dear?" Vivian noticed she was having a stroke. She recognized the symptoms. She was struck by fear. Death was coming soon. 5 minutes had passed. She died alone with death in the light of the moon.